round, get around, I get around. Yeah, welcome get to another around, edition of Weekend Magazine. We are traveling up into the great Catskill area of Greene County. We're going to be speaking with Nancy Petricali. She's a senior sales and marketing person with Greene County Tourism.
Good morning. Hi, Marianne.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. You got my last name is Petramali.
Oh, Petramali. That C is an M. I'm sorry.
A good Irish name, right?
Yes. I'm a Puerto Rico, so that's another
great.
Good Italian. So that's great.
Yeah.
So we think about you because I know you've got always things going on in the spring and the summer and year round over there. And I would bet you could still ski and go golfing too, pretty soon, right?
a lot of people have done that. They go skiing, for half a day, and they come down and go golfing. So,
amazing. So, why don't we start with the great outdoors? Because you have so many things you can talk about over there for outdoor.
We do. We have the highest peaks in the Catskill Mountains here, so we have a lot to do in the area. One of the things that is the most popular is Catterskill Falls. They have done some renovations on it where 2 years ago they built a viewing platform at the top of the falls. So it's a nice stroll. It's kind of a stone but paved where you can meander down to the viewing platform at the top of the falls. They've also made a connecting bridge that takes you over the falls where you're viewing it, so you can cross them very safely now and view them. That's a very pretty walk. It's actually, even handicap accessible if you had someone in a wheelchair. It might be a little tough pushing them back up, but a strong person could do it. So that's really nice for them.
That's a stunning, stunning falls. I mean, just incredible.
It is.
Must see.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the bottom of the falls, they've made renovations to that, too, where they have steps and handrails. Always stay on the trail, though. Do not go off of it. And that's why they've made this so you stay safe. So that is one of our biggest attractions, especially right now in the spring when there's so much water coming down.
Oh, yeah.
It's very pretty. So
yes.
We have so much hiking in our area. North South Lake will be opening soon.
Tell us about North South Lake. I've heard about that. That's summer, too. You can go swimming there, can't you?
Oh, definitely, in July and August, when it's warm.
Yeah.
The water does stay cool up there. So on those hot, humid days, it's a great place to go to get out of the humidity. There's two lakes to swim with beaches. They have lifeguards in the summertime. And, of course, they have 219 camping sites there, and they open up in May. It is the number one state park in New York State.
Wow.
So, but there's just so many hiking trails within that park and campground. They also have nice paved roads in there so that, kids can use their bicycles throughout the park. One of the popular hikes in there is the Catskill Mountain House site, which is actually a leisurely walk, and you can get to it from either the South Lake or the North Lake parking areas. And you have views of the whole Hudson Valley. You can see the Hudson River on a nice clear day. And that was the former site of the Catskill Mountain House, which was very popular in the late 1800s. So it's beautiful views up there.
Was that a resort?
Yes, that was the Catskill Mountain House was a resort back in the 1800s.
Wow,
yes.
Boy, that would be great to open something like that up on top there. But that's
right?
state property now.
That's state land.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. So that's a great.
Our website does show all of our hikes. We have waterfall hikes, best overlook hikes, short family hikes. So we have that all explained on our website for people that are looking to do that. There's a hiking guide on there also.
So hiking, biking, you've got quite a bit of trails.
We do. We have, I'm just finished the touches on our mountain bike brochure that'll be coming out at the end of May. We have one existing, but we're just doing some little tweaking and updating on it. So we, becoming a very big mega for mountain biking, we have different trail systems. We have the Elm Ridge Trail System in Windham with over 25 miles of mountain biking trails there. We have the Round Top Trail Network that connects the resorts in Round Top for mountain biking. So that was a couple of years ago they did that. For the family resorts, they have 25 miles of tracks, you know, all connecting the resorts there in Round Top.
Wow, that's...
Yep. And our newest one is the Tannersville-Hathaway Trail System up in Tannersville on Route 25. So that's another trail system that was just recently completed. And then we have there's some shorter trails. The Wyndham Path is just a two-mile loop. You can walk it, you can bike it. You know, it's nicely paved. And the Huckleberry Trail, which connects Cortina Valley and Rip Van Winkle Lake in Tannersville.
Oh, Rip Van Winkle Lake, so you got another lake there, and that's...
Yeah. And then I can't forget Wyndham Mountain Bike Park, which opens up Memorial Day. So that is the ski mountain, where you actually put your bike on the chairlift. They changed the chairlifts into holders for the mountain bike, and you put your bike on there and take it up the mountain and then come down all the mountain bike trails.
Oh, I bet that's fun, huh? People come from all over. That sounds like that's a great idea, too. I mean, what a nice... Yes. That's very unique. So you've got tremendous outdoor capabilities. What about fishing? You have any fishing up there?
We do. We have fishing on the different streams, the Batavia, Kilnet, and we have fishing guide services for those that really would like to learn more about it. They're all on our website under guide services. There's a couple different fly fishing services. There's Hunter Mountain has one. Judd Weisberg is also a licensed fishing guide. There's even in our guide services, there's people that will take you hiking. So if you're not experienced and you want to go with a professional licensed guide, you can do that also. For outdoor enthusiasts, too, we have campgrounds. They'll be opening soon. And one of the newer campgrounds that we have is called the Old Game Farm. Now, I think everybody remembers the Catskill Game Farm. So a few years ago, a couple bought it, and they've been trying to do some work there. And they do have glamping sites there. They're on a platform in that, and there's two areas for that where you have a glamping tent to go camping there. And in July, they're opening the Giraffe Barn for an inn. It is called the Long Neck Inn, and they're taking reservations now on their site to start in July to stay in the old giraffe house at the game farm.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
So that's one of our new accommodations that's coming up.
So that's the old Catskill Game Farm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, for somebody that doesn't know what glamping is, too, you should probably explain what that is.
Glamping is where you have a tent, and they have an actual bed in the tent with nice linens, maybe a carpet, and just, you know, all the amenities that a hotel has, but in a tent outside.
Yeah. So you can have the great outdoors and the fresh air.
Yeah, with a nice bed to sleep in.
Yeah. Very, very nice. And they've got the property there to be able to do something like
that. They do. So I'm excited for their new endeavor. And that's the giraffe house where April the giraffe was born that you hear so much about, who just had a baby.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask Nancy, too. You've got a lot of great resorts. And once somebody tries them, they tend to come back year after year. Can you go into the resort possibilities?
They do. We still have about, I think, 18 family resorts, and people can stay there 7 days. They can stay there 6, 5, whatever they want to do. But they tend to just keep bringing their children, the grandchildren, and it's just such a great safe environment for the whole family to have tons of entertainment and not leave the property. Your meals are included. Your entertainment is included. Your outdoor things. So it is a great way to connect with your family, family reunions. I think we're one of the places that still have these family resorts. So
I don't see many of them anywhere.
They're still going.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. So those are in, are they... You said there was like a loop. They're clustered in a certain geographic area? Or?
Well, they're really in the valley. So in our area, we have the river, the valley, and the mountaintop. So we kind of define it that way. So most of our family resorts are in the valley.
Okay.
So there's a couple. couple on the mountain, a couple in the river.
A section on your website about that, I would think.
Yeah, there is. You could just go on to Lodgy and click Family Resorts.
Okay, and what kind of activities would somebody expect to find if they wanted to bring their family?
Whether they have, like, bingo, or they have horse racing there. It's a game. They maybe have crafts. Mm-hmm. They have their pool. They have fireworks. A couple of them have fireworks once a week.
Wow.
They have hot dog roast out by the lake. They have a fire truck to take kids on rides. Wow. You know, barbecues. They have a lot of activities there. And where the parents, and some of them are on a golf course too. So the parents can play golf while the children are doing things, maybe in craft class or something.
Sure.
So they have people to watch the children too.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that's fun. The other types of lodging that we have bed and breakfast and inns, we have hotel and motels, and then we have some with cottages or cabins on their property.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the newer ones that have popped up recently, Eastwind, they took a hotel and renovated it, and it is it's a great boutique hotel. They have a small bar in it. They have little fireplaces to sit at inside, and the one thing that they have on their property is a yurt, which is a cabin, like a glamping cabin.
Okay.
And it's a small A-frame, and inside it is your bathroom and your sleeping quarters and a picture window.
Wow.
So that you're actually looking at the scenery and the wildlife while you're sleeping under the stars.
So they would book that separately from a regular hotel room. They would probably.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's included on the property, and you get all the property's amenities.
Wow, that's nice.
Oh, but it's a really cool thing to see.
You probably have to book that ahead. I would think that would be pretty solidly booked for availability.
They have three, and they're called Lushna cabins.
Okay.
It's also a glamping experience. It's on the same deal as the other ones. That's a brand new hotel. It's doing well. They have bicycles there for all their guests to go riding. That's one of our new places. And then another new place that popped up 2 years ago that is just springing is Glen Falls House. It's an older name. They've kept the same name of it, and it's in the Round Top area. But they've turned it into a hotel now and renovated all the rooms, and they have a nice farm-to-table restaurant on property called Trotwood.
Mm-hmm.
They have a small camper on the stream that turns into a bar at night with lights, and people can play bocce ball outside and things
that.
And
nice.
They have a tavern there with live music. So that's a great new place to our area.
While we're talking about music, mm-hmm, and concerts and theater, what do you have anything going on up there for those kind of interests?
We do. Our season with events is going to be starting very soon. So we usually start off with Tap New York, which is a beverage festival. It's number one in New York State. And that's at Hunter Mountain. That's coming up the last weekend in April, 2 days in a row. It's a great, great event. And their judges and a lot of our breweries and wineries or breweries are getting awards. So it's a very prestigious event, and it's very well attended. So that starts off our event season, and then we go into May, and we have another beverage festival, the Van Winkle Wine and Cheese Festival, down on the Hudson River at the historic Catskill Point, which is, I'm not sure, they might be in their 10th year now. A great event right on the river. The Mountain Brau House in Round Top, they're a German resort with a German eating and dance hall establishment, and they have events every single weekend, and then they have a larger events seasonally. So they're starting off April 20th with their Bonner Ball. And I know you're going to probably ask me what this is.
Yeah.
And it's a dance celebrated throughout, it says the fall, but it's with live music and German bands German specialties and beer and wines.
Oh, boy.
And they dance with ribbons, adorned with ribbons, you know, hanging from the candles. And so it's a you know, one of the specialties that they have there. They also have a Mayfest. Uh-huh. They're in July, last two weekends in July, is their German Alps Fest is what they call it.
And that's in July.
Yeah.
July.
Yeah, it's the last two weekends in July. So we don't have one at Hunter Mountain anymore. Uh-huh. I think the original German Alps Festival started in the Round Top area, so they brought it back there. So they've been doing very good with that festival.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a really, they've been around a long time, I bet, this organization.
They have. So then we go into Memorial Day, and we always have the Easter Irish Festival, with 2 days where Easter comes alive. There's some new establishments in East Durham, and the town really takes on a new look there, and comes Memorial Day with so many people and traveling through the area.
Was there used to be a museum up there? Is that still there?
No, it's not there anymore. They moved it into their Albany office.
Oh, okay. They have two sites there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So the festival goes on. That's good.
That's right. Another place for some theater, too, is we have the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, and they have a lineup for the year with different performances. It's a small theater there. In April coming up, they have a play called The Letters. So it's mostly live plays that they perform there at Bridge Street in Catskill.
Sounds fun.
I haven't seen the schedule yet, but the Lumberyard in Catskill is another big performance area that they do performances. So, like I said, I haven't seen the schedule yet of what they're doing, but look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Now, Nancy, let's say there's somebody that they're not necessarily going to be staying over. Say they're in, Orange County or Ulster. They just want to do a little day trip up to the area. Can you give us some interesting places to eat or interesting little shops or things where, people can buy unique kind of items or things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Antiquing. I don't know if you do antiquing up there.
Yeah, we do have antiquing. Yeah. We have a brochure that actually plans, shows it to you by the region where you might be going to and lists all the different names of the stores. Main Street in Catskill has got some great little shops that have popped up. So there's enough to do there. And then come Memorial Day, the most popular thing, and people it's just amazing year after year, the people that come into our visitor center about the cats. So the cats in Catskill are hand-painted sculptures of cats. I think we're in our 12th or 13th year now.
Wow.
They're all lined up on Main Street in Catskill on pedestals. They start probably in January. The artist and the sponsors pick their artist, and then the artist is working on it all winter long. And then they're glazed in that, and they're put out on display, and they are absolutely beautiful. It's so popular. I can't believe the people that come. We have two women from Massachusetts that come to visit us every year. They buy a cat almost every single year too,
and then
all the money goes to the money goes to different organizations in the area to help them. But it is beautiful to see the cats. Shops in Catskill. We've had some a brewery just pop up on Main Street in Catskill called Subversive Brewing, and they were over in Columbia County. They decided to open a storefront over here in Catskill, and so our Main Street's starting to really bustle. I went to a wine tasting last night on Main Street in Catskill, a new wine store that popped up.
Oh, wow.
So, really nice little area. Tannersville's another a Main Street where you can find shops and dining, and music too. Last Chance Cheese Cafe has been there for a long time, and they have an entertainment center that's connected to their place. So on the weekends, they have music and great food. They have a small front porch where you actually can bring your dog, and they have a menu for your dog that you can eat on the front porch with them. I've done that before. So that's another little town. Some of the things you might want to see or do, one of my favorite places to go to. It's just so peaceful. Is the Mahayana Buddhist Temple in South Caro. Oh, it's unbelievable architecture of different buildings, and it's just very peaceful there. There's a lake with some Buddhas. There's one building there that houses 500 Buddha statues in it.
Wow.
So it is really breathtaking to go see this Buddhist temple, and it's open every day of the year. It's free to the public, you know, dawn to dusk. That's a really nice place to go to. One thing I need to mention is the new walkway. So the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, it's called the Hudson River Skywalk. They've completed that phase of securing the bridge with different little butt-outs along the bridge for viewing and that. So you walk from Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill, and they've made a trail to the bridge. You walk over the bridge, and then they're made a trail to go to Olana. So it's a long hike, but
that's something.
But we now have our walkway now too. That's really nice. The Hudson River Skywalk.
How long is the walk? Do you know?
Well, I know the bridge is a mile long.
Okay.
So there's 2 miles there. So you might want to add another mile for the other connecting pieces too.
That's not that bad, people. That's a doable walk for a lot of people. That's going to be that's going to be a great attraction. And then Thomas Cole National Historic Site. And that's in what town is that?
That's right in Catskill. It's right on the Hudson River.
Okay.
They have exhibitions and different events. So that place is really coming alive.
Fantastic. Now we've got maybe 3 minutes. Can you give us tell us about your website? People want to bring groups. School groups, family groups. Are there special people they should call, you know, to contact?
Well, I actually do all the groups.
Okay, so you're the person.
So they can call me for group tours and that, and I can set them up with what they might be interested in, get them where they could stay, where they can dine, and things like that. So our website, very interactive. It is greatnortherncatskills.com. You can find everything on there, contact information. You can order a travel guide. Be happy to send that to you. There's trip planning ideas on that. There's a very extensive calendar of events, all your lodging, all your dining, all your things to do. So we're very proud of our website, and it really can help direct to where you want to do. Yeah. Our golfing is all on there too, which is golf season now. So.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
How
long have you been with the county?
Oh, you really want to know? I'm only 20. So I'm going to be starting my 28th year here.
Yep, I remember with the magazine. It was the early 90s. You were with Kirk Moore. There's nothing that goes on in that county that you don't know about. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I do love
that's
my
the
job.
Kind of,
it's great.
That's the kind of people though that you want as when you want to come up to that area. So Nancy will definitely help you out, you folks. Just give her a call. And then you have a beautiful visitor center too. I just want you to tell everybody about the visitor center.
Yeah. So we're located. Right off of exit 21, the Catskill Thruway exit. You pay your toll, you get off, and it says Great Northern Catskills Visitor Center. We're open every day of the year except for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Day, Easter. So we're always here. There's always, in case it's closed, there's always brochures outside to take. So, and just say the number to call is 800-355-2287. That's our 800 number. And greatnortherncatskills.com is where you can find all the information.
Yes, Nancy, thank you very, very much. And I got to tell everybody, that is an incredibly great visitor center. You want to go there. There's a lot of great information there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they give you a call or check the website and make sure they plan some time up in the Catskills with you.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks so much for thinking of me.
Oh, you're welcome, Nancy.
Meet you now.
Okay. You have a great spring, and we'll be back to you hopefully, you know, farther along in a year.
Great. So,
okay. That's a wrap,
thanks
folks.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's a
Bye-bye.
Wrap, folks. Hope you'll check out the Great Northern Catskills. There's quite a bit to go on in Greene County. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.